upon which the Greeks decided that before resorting to other measures, they would send envoys to reclaim the princess and require reparation of the wrong. Their demands were met by a reference to the violence which had been offered to Medea, and they were asked with what face they could now require satisfaction, when they had formerly rejected all demands for either reparation or restitution addressed to them. Hitherto the injuries on either side had been mere acts of common violence, but in what followed the Persians consider that the Greeks were greatly to blame, since before any attack had been made on Europe, they led an army into Asia. Now, as for the carrying off of women, it is the deed, they say, of a rogue. But to make a stir about such as are carried off argues a man a fool. Men of sense care nothing for such women, since it is plain that without their own consent they never would be forced away. The Asiatics, when the Greeks ran off with their women, never troubled themselves about the matter. But the Greeks, for the sake of a single Lacedaemonian girl, collected a vast armament, invaded Asia, and destroyed the kingdom of Priam. Henceforth, they ever looked upon the Greeks as their open